Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be interested in answering some of the questions?
I'm sorry, you said this is for a survey?
Yeah.
What type of survey again?
It's about issues facing your community and the nation, which is basically about politics.
Go ahead, pretty.
Okay, first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and what's your name, please?
This is Kim.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everyone. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yes, I vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
I'm between 50 and 60.
56, you said?
I'm between the ages of 50 and 60.
Okay. 50 and 60, wait. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
It's a 10.
10, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. And regardless of how you have voted in the previous years, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat? And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
As strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm neutral on that. I really can't answer that one right now.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Slightly getting worse.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of issues that the country is facing, and you're going to give me the ones that you think are the most important issues for the members of the Congress to focus on. So I'm going to read them for you, and you can choose up to two of them. The options are creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription of drugs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crimes, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or protecting abortion rights.
Protecting abortion rights and raising the wages.
Okay, thank you very much. Now for the next one, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 feels that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So I'm going to give you the names, and if you don't know who they are, then you can tell me, and I'm going to check it as you've never heard of them. The okay. first one is for the Democrats in Congress.
How do I feel about the Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, in general.
Oh, okay. It's about 85%.
85, thank you. What about the Republicans in Congress?
That's about a, I say a 50, 45, 50.
50, thank you. Mm-hmm. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, that's a 0.
0? Jill Stein?
Yeah. Who?
Jill Stein?
She's a Republican, right?
I think so.
I would say she's about a 50, I guess.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott. Never heard of him?
Dean Scott? Dean Scott.
Tim.
Oh, Tim Scott. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who he is. I think about 60%, I guess.
60. He's, I think he's a Republican.
Yeah. I remember the name, but I can't remember too much about him. I'd say about between a 30 and a 50.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
100. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? The options are yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
Yes, I've heard, yes.
A lot or some?
A lot, yeah. I've heard a lot, yes.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
It's still about the same.
About the same. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Much less.
Much less. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard about him that makes you feel less favorable towards him? You can give me, like, a brief explanation.
A lot. Project 25, the trial. Those are the top two.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You can choose two, and I'm going to give you the options. So the options are rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, and the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
I would have to say all of the above. I can't pick just two.
But the most important ones are the main ones for you?
Honestly, baby.
Everyone has trouble choosing this.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't answer that. You would have to give more than two choices.
Okay.
Donald Trump getting elected president. That'd have to be number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be number one.
And the other one?
I guess, what were some of the other choices? I do apologize.
Cuts to the social safety, the rise of the white supremacy and nationalism.
Yeah, Donald Trump and white
supremacy. That one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. The rest, I think, affects everybody.
And now I'm going to give you, yeah, that's what most people say. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with the issue. So I'm going to give you a list of issues, and the options are, sorry?
Joe Biden.
Biden in all of them. Okay. I'm going to read them for you, and you tell me if it's okay to choose Biden for all of them. The options are protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription on drugs.
Biden.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Definitely Biden.
Okay. Securing our borders.
Biden.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Yes, Biden.
Biden. And the last one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I'm sorry. How would he handle them?
Yeah, who would be best at handling them?
Yeah, definitely Biden.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
and generally speaking, does President Biden...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
I said if you want chaos, Trump.
Okay. Yeah, and okay, for the next one, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
The gas war?
Yeah.
Well, he has no control over that. That's the part people aren't understanding. So Congress handles that. So I really can't answer that one because the president has no control over the gas prices.
Okay. Thank you. And as mm-hmm. you may know, this one's a long one. Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up for the affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I agree or disagree with what? What was the last part?
He was found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the verdict?
Oh, I agree with the verdict, 100%.
Okay, you strongly agree with it. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of the 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I do not agree with that statement at all. Hell no.
Strongly disagree with it or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? The options are very often, often, not often, or not at all.
How often do I receive what from the social media, sweetie?
Information about the world and politics.
Every now and then. Not that often.
Okay, often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information from? The options are TikTok, Twitter or X, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or other, which is the news, maybe?
Mine would be the news and Facebook.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The options are 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or the bachelor's degree, or the postgraduate?
Some college and a vocational certificate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice or a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year? Mm-hmm. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, no, that's not true. My neighborhood is very diverse. It's about equal over here.
About half?
No. I have white, Latino. It's a lot of races over here, so I really can't.
Diverse.
Yeah, I live in a pretty diverse neighborhood.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban. It's suburban. Yeah, this is a suburb. Yeah.
And the last ones, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, all my grandparents were born here in the U.S.
What about your parents?
All born in the U.S.
Not or were?
Yes, they were. Everybody was born in the U.S.
Okay. And you were born in the U.S. as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the last one, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then that's it for today. Thank you so much for participating. Have a great day.
You too, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.